Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, your humble host here in the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network studios, downtown San Francisco, California. What's going on with y'all in the world of video games? We're also on SB Nation Radio out of Houston, also spanning the globe, American Forces Radio Network on The Voice. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. In fact, some of you military might be familiar with the Games Project, G-A-E-M-S, where you take your console, your Xbox, your PlayStation, or your PC, and you put it in this suitcase that has a high-def screen in it, self-contained. Those gentlemen are going to be in about 20 minutes to explain everything that's going on. But on the Video Game Review, what we do is we talk about what's new in your world. What's going on? I'm a gamer just like you. I've been doing this show more than 15 years on a national basis. And I just try to let all of you out there say what's going on in your world. I can't play video games 24/7. I wish I could. That'd actually be pretty fun. I get the clockwork orange eye drops put in my eyes. 600321. But my tastes aren't the same as yours, so what's overheated, what's underheated, hyped? We're in the golden age of video games. They've never been better, but there's also a lot of garbage out there. People try to capitalize on it. So the way you get in is through the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It'll get you in and get you heard as we do talk about video games on a coast-to-coast basis. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do. And you can win that by writing in to the answer, email rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, that works for any video game questions. We stream through sportsbyline.com as we do sbnationlive.com. Also, apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. And hello, everyone watching on Twitch, twitch.tv and the Twitch app. There I am. Yeah, face made for radio. How you doing? Oh, yeah, here we are in San Francisco. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, your cable provider, 35 million homes. And if you want to tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's. It is a Video Game Review. Come on back.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, wherever you might happen to be. It's great to have you with us. And coming up in the next segment, some gentlemen will be in with the Games Project. It's a pretty cool device. I guess Drake has one. Jack Black has one. A lot of NBA, MLB, other athletes have it as well. And I don't think they're going to give me one, but I might ask. Squeakiest wheel, that whole thing. E3 is coming up, and of course, EEE, the Electronics Entertainment Expo, and a lot of times that's not just video games, obviously. It's going to be TVs and sound systems and telephones and computers, tablets, watches, what have you. But yes, this is where we usually get the first look at new games. So we have a list here. I got this from IGN, of confirmed games that just came out today. And we have a list of some rumored games. So this is the list of confirmed games so far for E3. B Simulator. This is multi-platform. Switch, PC, Xbox One, PS4, Borderlands 3, PS4, Xbox One, PC, Cyberpunk 2077, Xbox One, PS4, PC, Doom Eternal, all the big boy systems, and also Stadia and Switch. That's right, Stadia. Dying Light 2, big systems. When I say big, it's the 1, the PC, and the 4. Fisherman Fishing Planet, that's just PS4 and Xbox One. Halo Infinite. Yes, Halo, I should say. Put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Halo Infinite, or Infinite, if you like. Halo Infinite is, of course, a Microsoft game, so it's going to be on the Xbox and the PC. Paranoia, Happiness is Mandatory, big systems. The Rift Breaker, also on the biggies. Scavengers, just PC. The Sinking City, big ones. Also, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Now, apparently, Fallen Order, this game is being written by the same guy that wrote Fallout New Vegas for Bethesda, which was a great game. And so, and he himself gave away the name in the crowd of an award ceremony sometime back. But Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, PC, PS4, Xbox One. Werewolf, The Apocalypse, Earthblood. This is PC, and it says consoles TBA. And then finally, WRC8. And this is on the Switch and the other big ones. So the list of rumored games. Now, these are games that, as I said, they're rumored. They're expected to make an appearance at some point or the other. After Party is one. Ancestors, The Humankind Odyssey. Beyond Good and Evil 2, Control. Also, if you, by the way, if you looked at the last Game Informer, Control made their cover story. So it's highly anticipated. Darkborn, Elder Scroll Blades. Now, Elder Scroll Blades is a game that was supposed to be out by now. And actually, at the Game Developers Conference, I remember seeing a woman give a talk on it. She was one of the designers, and she talked about the challenges between, do we want to make it landscape or do we want to make it portrait on the phones? Portrait is more accessible because obviously you can do it with one hand, but landscape is better because you got more depth of field, but you got to use two hands. And apparently then Todd Howard with Bethesda said, make it for both. So she had to talk about how she would make just even their inventory menus, and you'd have like, you know, eight categories, and then you'd flip it to portrait and it'd be three categories. So she had to get past all that. But I was excited to join, even though these action games on glass screens with your thumbs, the controls can be maddening. But I tried to join, and I tried, I don't know, maybe three times a day, 3 days a week for a week. And it said, hey, we'll let you know when we're ready for you. Too many people playing right now, which is lame. So we'll see if it's for everybody at E3. Fire Emblem Three Houses. This is a Switch game. Also, the newest version of Fortnite. We'll see. They change all the time. Gears 5, Gears Pop, Gears Tactics. Gears Pop, by the way, is for your phone. Gears Tactic is for the PC. Gears 5 is for the Xbox One and the PC. Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Also, Outer Wilds, and a few more here that are rumored. The Outer Worlds, also maybe a phone version of Pokemon Sword and Shield, but also for the Switch. Skull and Bones, Tunic, and then Wolfenstein Youngblood. So that's not the Rob Lowe hockey movie. It's hard to believe that a guy that skinny would be a hockey goon, but anyway. Wolfenstein Youngblood is on the docket as well. And I've been a guy who's always loved the Wolfenstein series until it got to consoles. Unfortunately, when it started getting a little bit, I don't know, dumb, it just hasn't done it for me. But I do have some good feelings for Youngblood. It's going to be an FPS game. It's developed by Machine Games and Arkane Studios, and Bethesda's putting it out. It's going to be their release date. They have it out July 26, 2019. So it's a summer release. And Windows, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. So it's going to be a huge deal. But in the game, you're either Jess or Soph Blazkowicz. Yeah, that's right. And there's an additional co-op player mode. So you're playing the, BJ Blazkowicz. You're playing the offspring of that. It'll be set in the 1980s, which was, of course, after Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. That was set in the 60s. And, of course, that's the alternate history where the Nazis won WW2. And anyway, his twin daughters, Soph and Jess, traveled to Paris to look for their missing father, and in the 1980s, helped the French resistance. And it's funny you think about it. Yeah, there would still be a resistance to this day if it hadn't happened, but I'll see what happens. Maybe they'll do a lot of a-ha and 80s music and things like that. But if you look at Machine Games, and which did the rebooted Wolfenstein series, but Arkane Studios' office is in Lyon in France, so I kind of think maybe they have a boost on it. We talked the other day about how after the fire at Notre Dame, that Macron, president of France, actually the people that he's charged to rebuild the roof, luckily it was mostly just the roof and the spire, but was to go to Ubisoft and check out all they did for Assassin's Creed and doing the most up-to-date digital rendering of it. And I mean, like, every cobblestone, every brick, every shape and color of every brick as well. So E3 will get a lot of announcements. Remember, it was E3 where Todd Howard said, guess what, Fallout players, you're going to be online, and the other people are real people. And we were like, yay. What did he just say? Yay? Should we be saying yay right now? All right, when we come back from a break, a couple guys in studio here, the men behind the Games Project. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We've done it! We have a new heavyweight champion!
Never price trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
The Video Game Review.
Oh, All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And on Twitch.tv, you can see my two guests. We have John Smith and Eddie Roberts. They are both from Games, G-A-E-M-S, and they are here to talk about the Games Guardian, and there's also an Indiegogo project, which is beginning as well. Let's start with you, John. First of all, G-A-E-M-S, how did you come up with that name?
Well, it's an interesting question. Very few people ask us that anymore. About 10 years ago, they did. GAMES stands for Gaming and Entertainment Mobile Systems, Inc. It's an acronym, and when we had that name out there, we got tired of typing it because we're gamers and we're lazy. So we went ahead and just shortened it to Games, Inc.
All right. What is the Guardian? I know before the show you gave me a nice 15-minute overview, but it's somebody wants to go on the road. They want their PS4. They want their Xbox. They want their PC, whatever. It's too hard to hook up to the TV in the hotel room, and so you come up with a great solution.
Well, we think we have, and it wasn't us coming up with it. It was our fans telling us what they liked about our current product lineup and what they would like us to improve upon. So the Guardian is now the ultimate personal gaming environment. You have a 24-inch QHD screen. You have a superior sound system with Games Dynamic Soundstage. And you have a separate media center that allows you to plug in various devices for charging, etc. So basically, think of your best gaming experience at home that you can close up into a box and take with you anywhere you want to go, whether that be another room of the house or across the globe.
And, Eddie, I know that the athletes, they have a little cash to spend, and this is perfect for them as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really interesting. Once one athlete has one, they'll bring it into the locker room, and then all their friends are going to see it, and then that's when we get blown up on Instagram and Twitter. Everyone's wanting a their own games unit. So it's really cool to be able to see these guys not only be able to play their video games, but it's a whole new way for them to connect with their previous teammates, their family, their fans, because they're all playing their games online and able to really share their experience on Twitch and some of the different streaming platforms.
And I would imagine, too, that when you see this suitcase, it looks like something out of James Bond. I mean, everybody wants the best of the best, and so they're like, I got to have that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always surprises us where these things turn up. Not that long ago, there was an article that came out showing off which shoes these NBA players were wearing when they get off their planes. However, half of the NBA players are carrying our cases, and no one mentions it until someone sends it to us, and it's really cool to see where these things pop up.
So, John, tell us more about your company and the Indiegogo.
Well, that's another great question, and here's where we're going with this. Our company has been a small company that's been catering to gamers and content creators for the last 9 years. So our Indiegogo was really set up because this product is the first crossover device that works specifically for the gamer and the content creator, and especially the content creator that makes your content out of gaming. So while we were developing this product, it's several years in the making. We built massive amounts of tooling. This is the most expensive endeavor we've ever done. We've had a lot of research and development and QA. And to get us over the finish line and get the product out to the market, we decided we were going to try something we've never done before, which is a little crowdfunding. Now, our crowdfunding is a little bit different than others. Every dollar spent comes back to our consumer in one way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, we would like to reward our customers that go to the Indiegogo campaign with something that we've never done before as well. So our company moving forward with this new crossover product that is designed to bring a mobile studio for streaming as well as gaming in one product. If you go to Indiegogo, you spend your money and you order it, you'll get it before retailers. And if you buy our lowest level package that delivers a Guardian to your doorstep, you'll get a 15% discount for life on all games products that we produce. If you go to our highest level package because you're a content creator or a serious or professional gamer that needs a 27-inch monitor as well, you buy that package and you'll get a 20% discount for life. So we chose to do it differently. And those that can't afford the Guardian at $700 or the full package, which is a little bit more. We do have packages below that where they can put money in and they get a basically a coupon for the exact dollar amount towards their future purchases and a thank you from us of a t-shirt or various other perk packages. So I hope people go to Indiegogo. I won't put the whole URL out there, but you can just type in G-A-E-M-S, and we're the only one that pops up right now because of our unique spelling.
Rick Tuttle with John Smith and Annie Roberts from Games. And I've been doing this show 18 years, and I've seen a lot of stuff come through. And I remember one guy had a tablet, and the screen was bad. And another guy had something where the audio was very tinny. So I'm sure people may be a little bit skeptical, like, oh, this is all in a suitcase. Was it all thrown together? And you're saying au contraire, right?
That is definitely a truth right there. Au contraire, mon frère. This product itself is cutting-edge technology. We are with Tier 1 Manufacturing, which is the best in the world. And the company that was building our product and helping us develop it said it's the most complex electronics device that they've built with a monitor in it. So this particular product is a QHD. That's 1440p in a 24-inch monitor. It's a three-chip product. There's one chip running the video, one chip running the audio, which does have surround sound capabilities. We also have 9-watt speakers. And in order to power those, you need to have plenty of juice coming through. So we built in an amplifier. Then when we built it, we decided we wanted a little bit better sound. So we drove our product off of our M240 technology from a couple of years ago, and we stuffed in 2 subwoofers. So now you're enjoying your gaming experience possibly better than you enjoyed at home. So that amplifier drives all of that. And then we said we could stop there, but as long as we're at it, let's turn this into the ultimate streaming device. So we went ahead and added a third chip to run our media center, which brings all of the ports from the back of any console or PC that you adapt to go inside of it, pulls them to the front so you don't have to fumble around for cables. And then we take that HDMI that is used to send that beautiful signal to your monitor, and we brought to the world an HDMI output years ago, and a lot of people didn't know how to use it because they weren't content creators or streamers using capture devices, or they never thought of what it would be like to spend 2 minutes to put a product in ours, the PlayStation, Xbox, or a PC, and 2 minutes to take it out. And they said, I'm even so lazy. I wish they had an HDMI output on this device to plug it into my TV at home so I never have to take it out. We provide them that. Now, the content creators are going to enjoy it because that media center drives with no latency to your current screen. It will drive the HDMI output to a secondary screen game capture device or a game capture PC.
And, Eddie, I've heard athletes, rappers, actors. This is already a big hit with a lot of them, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And every day we're seeing more and more of these guys using our products. And it's always fun around the holiday season, especially. We'll have agencies contact us and order 30 of them at a time as gifts for their players and everything. And we're always seeing some of the different celebrities and athletes, like Jack Black recently. He has a new YouTube gaming channel, and he played Donkey Kong on one of our products for 8 minutes straight. And it's blows us away to see where some of these things pop up with them. And it's always a pleasure to be able to enhance their experience.
And, John, this isn't mass-produced on some island in the Pacific, right?
That is correct. So although we have mass production capabilities, this particular product, we haven't disclosed how low volume it actually is. So that's one reason why we're encouraging the Indiegogo campaign. But this is very, very meticulously hand assembled.
It's like Swiss watches, right? You got to get it right.
That's correct. When you are known as a company that builds mobile, rugged, fast products for the military, so for your military listeners, they've seen our products. They see them everywhere, overseas, etc. Our products have been to Afghanistan, Iran, everywhere. Now, that product, when you get that reputation and then you increase the cost of the product, you'd better be meticulous with your quality assurance and fit and finish.
Now, for people listening, their appetite has been duly wet, and it's one thing to talk about it. So this is an audio medium. How do people check it out? Where do they go online? How do they find out more? And the people out there that says, I'm sold, I want to buy one, how do they do all this?
If you go to Indiegogo.com right now, type in GAEMS, that's the fastest way to get it and the first. And we've already had athletes purchasing on there as soon as they saw it at spring training. Mm-hmm. That would be the first place I would go if you're that person ready to buy. If you want more information, go to our website. That's Games, GAEMS, PGE for Personal Gaming Environments.com. Yes, it's a tricky URL, but if they go there, it is worth figuring out. Or if you just go to Google, type in GAEMS, where the first 10 pages, it seems like anyway. But we would love for them to read about it because the specs on this thing are amazing. And if they see it personally and watch the videos that my marketing manager, Eddie Roberts, produced out there, they'll get a feel for what it is. And for anyone that's lucky enough to maybe go to E3 this year, you will be able to see it. But by the time you get there, you won't be an early adopter anymore.
Well, I can tell you is I'm not a professional gamer, but I'm not casual. I'm a hardcore gamer, and I think this thing looks outstanding. So congratulations on it. I wish you guys the best of luck. We've been speaking with John Smith and Eddie Roberts from Games, GAEMS, and we're talking about the Guardian, which is already going like hotcakes. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and let's make sure we catch up down the road.
Thank you for having us here. We appreciate it.
Great stuff. We'll take a quick break. We'll get on back. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, all that and more. Rick Tittle, come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much for joining us on the Video Game Review. Very cool, the guys over at the Games Project, G-A-E-M-S. Remember to check it out. It is 40 after the hour. Rick Tittle with you, Video Game Review, Sports Byline. And it's time to give away a new game. And this one is Far Cry New Dawn. It's for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. I have it here for the PC, actually. I've got your code. And the question is, and send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. I always give it to the second correct answer. I always say that, you know, the 23rd caller, no one will call in. And if I say the first, everyone assumes somebody already beat them to it. Second, though, yeah. Second correct email, Far Cry New Dawn. My question is this part of a franchise, the Far Cry franchise? Or is this a brand new game? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. And we know in the Far Cry franchise giveaway that they like to go around to a lot of different interesting locales and beaches and jungles and such things. And I remember the Far Cry, the first one I got, I thought it was a great game. And at night when you're driving in the Jeep and the headlights are on in the Jeep, a fantastic lighting effect. But to me, that game was also unplayable for the main reason that once they finally took the handcuffs off you and let you get into the open world, you were also a drug addict. And so every once in a while, you had to get your drugs or the screen would get blurry. Yeah, the screen would get blurry. And so you'd have to go to a drug dealer's headquarters, which had about 50 guys armed to the teeth. You'd have to use up all of your stim packs and health packs, whatever, if you were able to kill everybody and get the drugs. And then an hour later, the screen gets blurry again. And I thought, what programmer thought this was a cool thing? You know, it's like, oh yeah, and let's make it so you're like a drug addict and you need the drugs, dude. It's compelling. That way, you know, we can always rein people back in. Yeah, stop them having fun. But anyway, that was an earlier version. This is Far Cry New Dawn. And it's Ubisoft Montreal, as always, rated M for mature. This one is in a new sort of post-apocalyptic world. First day with a new tongue. And New Dawn has a lot of hot pink. It's almost like a No Man's Sky planet that you land on, which is a little bit weird, but there are still the microtransactions. You still have all the stealth kills. You got the co-op. You've got, you know, a lot of the missions kind of feel familiar, but, you know, just like Call of Duty. Call of Duty puts out a new game every year, and what's different? Thing here or there. But you're playing a new Call of Duty game, and you got new maps, and now I feel like the last three Call of Duty games, they remaster old maps. So I don't know what's going on, but you play it because you love the game. And if you love Far Cry, you'll like this game. So Far Cry New Dawn from Ubisoft Montreal. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this part of a franchise or not? And I will send it on its way to you. Another thing worth mentioning as we're sort of waiting for the new A list of games for the Switch to come out. And there's a couple of big ones. One of them is called Super Mario Maker 2. And a lot of people love that game on the Wii U. There's no doubt they love that game. And so they're going to bring it to the Switch, which I think is a cool deal. And also, how about this? The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening is going to be making it. And if you go back to 1993... Nintendo put
Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening on the Game Boy. And it was a very deep game for the likes of the Game Boy at the time. And it was supposed to be modeled on A Link to the Past on the Super Nintendo. So as much as I like Breath of the Wild and all the new stuff, I'd rather play this version souped up. I really would. And this is another game that got a little bit lost because it was a Game Boy game. And we know how many iterations we had of the GBA and SP and the 2 and the color and everything else. And I had the original Game Boy. You know what I bought the original Game Boy for? The Dot Matrix Herc analog, monochrome screen. I bought it because I was waiting for Super Mario Brothers 3 to come out, and it was taking too long. And I was just like, oh, we need another month. I'm like, I need something to do. I need some video games. Give me my video game fix. Also, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can write me emails and ask me questions and such things as well. And this one here is from Kim. And Kim says, Rick, I know this sounds weird. It doesn't sound weird. But what games do you have on your phone? And honestly, I don't have... It's a great question. Thank you, Kim. Keep the questions coming. rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, new release is coming up here in a second. End of the show is a cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. I don't play huge in-depth games on my phone. I tried with Blades, Elder Scrolls. They wouldn't let me in. But I mostly play just little tinky-tank time wasters. And there have been games that I've had on for a couple years, and I get sick of them, and I take them off. One that has stood the test of time is Grand Casino. Grand Casino is from the Game Show Network. And that has bingo and cards and slot machines, and then it's got this like Millionaire Maker wheel. They also have microtransactions, which, of course, I've never done. I'll never trade real money for fake money. And bless your heart if you do. You're trading real money for fake money. Everything you win in that game is not real. So I know it feels better to bet $100,000 than $100. Believe me, I know. But you're going to trade real money for fake money. Anyway, that's a game that I like. Also, the Temple Runs over the years. I got Temple Run 2 on there now. Crush the Castle, which I've had for years and years. I haven't played it for a while, but that's been there. I got a solitaire game. I have Wordscapes, which is a good little time waster. And then when the Game Vice came out and we had the creators on the show where you would push into your iPhone or your Android phone controllers, there were three games I played with that. Sonic 2, Call of Battlefield, a name I love, and Crazy Taxi. And then recently, just some games where every other time you play, every level, there's a 15 to 30 second commercial for another game. And that would be Mr. Bullet. Mr. Bullet is stupid easy, but it's fun. Soccer Kick is a fun little game to play where you're kicking the ball and you're watching the earth go by. Color Bump 3D is another one I have. And then Traffic Run. Traffic Run is like Frogger, but with cars. Another free. These are all free games. I don't pay for games unless I really want it. I can't remember the last time I paid for a game, honestly. And then a game called Castle Wreck, which is kind of cool. You get a cannon and you shoot at a castle, and they've got these little TNT. And then it's got great, it has no sound, but it does have vibration. Some great effects as you blow up the castle. Castle Wreck. Those are all in the App Store on my iPhone. So check it out if you so desire. Thanks for the email. Let's get to the new releases this week. Puyo Puyo Champions, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PC. Puyo Puyo Champions lets you partake in the popping sensation with 24 lovable characters to choose from. Life is Strange 2, Episode 3, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, personal computer. The award-winning Life is Strange series continues with Life is Strange 2, a new episode in the emotional thriller. Yakuza Kiwami 2 on the PC. and the Yakuza 2 returns stronger than ever in this fully remade version of the PS2 hit sequel. I always wonder, do companies get lazy when they do that, or they just want to make a new game? I mean, they are porting it out. It's not like Hollywood, where Hollywood can't make a new movie. They have to just keep doing comic book characters or TV shows. Masquerada, or Masquerada, if you want. Masquerada Songs and Shadows on the Switch. It is a 2.5D isometric RPG built in the vein of Baldur's Gate and Dragon Age. Saints Row the Third, the full package on the Switch. The Saints are king of Stillwater, but the Syndicate, a legendary criminal fraternity, has turned its eye on them. Snakes on a Plane, forget that. Snaky Bus. Not sneaky. Snaky Bus PC. Become the driver of the most unusual vehicle on the streets in Snaky Bus. The legend of your bus grows as you do. Descenders on the Xbox One. Descenders is an extreme downhill free riding for the modern era with procedurally generated worlds and where mistakes cost you. This is, looks like a dirt bike game. Reverse Crawl on the Switch. Forget the usual heroes in the unique tactical adventure RPG Reverse Crawl. You get to play as the monsters. Astrologaster. Astrologaster on the PC is an astrological comedy game based on the casebooks of real-world historical figure Simon Forman. Also, Dragon Fangs, that's with a Z. Dragon Fans, The Rose and Dungeon of Time on the Xbox One. In the roguelike game Dragon Fans, your courage and growth will be the power you need to clear a dangerous dungeon. By the way, Reverse Crawl also on the One and the PS4. And finally, The Adventures of Bertram Fiddle, Episode 1, A Dreadly Business. That's right, Dreadly. The Adventures of Bertram Fiddle is a hilarious, tongue-in-cheek, point-and-click adventure game. And this is available on the Xbox One. What do you think of that? Also, I got a question about Disneyland Star Wars World. This is mostly just video games. I'll try to look it up for you. But maybe that question better go to IGN. Remember, IGN covers everything. They do movies. They do TV shows. Pop culture, that type of stuff as well. So those are new releases this week, and as we say, whenever there's a new game that goes on the top shelf, another game has to come down a shelf and then finally get into that bargain bin one of these days. And like you, there are games that I look back and I see it in there for $12 or $8, $5, and I thought, oh yeah, I never bought this. I didn't like it that much, but for $5, sold American. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game
Hello, there I am. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Now we're going to close out our show in a customary fashion.
Cheat code request.
I have one, by the way, send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's the key to everything, just about. I have a, it's an interesting request because, first of all, it's from Mike in Henderson, Nevada. He says he's playing GTA 5 and he wants the cheats for invincibility and all weapons. But the thing is that I would have to know what system you're on. And then I thought, oh, wait, no, I don't. I can still help you out with this, Mike. Because on the PS3, that's right, the 3, the PS4, the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, and the personal computer, if you use your cell phone for your cheat codes, because there are some left down, left right stuff, but you can use your cell phone as well in all the games, and it's the same phone number. For invincibility, go to your cell phone and it's 1-999-724-654-5537. So there's an extra 3 digits in there. Once again, 1-999-724-654-5537. If you don't get these, I'll email them to you. And to spawn all weapons, it's a little easier call. It's the regular 10 digits. 1-999-866-587. Actually, it's one digit less. 1-999-866-587. And those are just for those two. There are explosive ammo, flaming bullets, explosive punch, swim fast, spawn a parachute, drunk mode. If you're into that, you can get all that as well. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and we'll see you next time right here on Sports Byline.